I'm glad when the Lord shows up and gives you confirmation on some things. And I'm glad the Lord is bigger than the devil. Amen.
Yes, he is.
The devil ain't been wanting me to sing that. I don't think he's been wanting me to preach what I got to preach tonight. I've done all I can do to make sure that I'm all right with the Lord.
Amen.
So I just got to trust in that. I got to trust in my walk with the Lord.
Yes.
And trust that my relationship with him.
Amen.
Amen is right. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Thank God for being here tonight. Thank God for being in another revival.
Amen.
You thank the Lord that how he works things out. Amen. I was telling Dad last night, it blew my mind what he preached on, because I had preached on some of that same scripture the previous Sunday at a different church. Hadn't talked to him about it since. He hadn't listened to the message that I preached or anything like that. But yet when he listened to it today, everything just lined right up.
Amen.
I'm glad the Lord works that way. If you got your Bibles, turn with me, if you will, to Exodus chapter 14. Amen. That last song I just sung is going to go right along with what we're going to read here tonight. You'll be in prayer for me tonight to do the best I can, Lord, to read what he'd have me to read and then just get on with the message. Just a couple of nights ago, I was at a different church. We've been having a vacation Bible school there, and the Lord gave me the opportunity to teach and began to teach on this scripture here. It was on a different subject that led to this. Amen. But after I taught it, it came to my mind as I was pondering on what to preach for tonight's service. It came to my mind, well, this may be what I'll be preaching on. And it never left me, so that's where I'm going tonight.
Amen.
If you got your Bibles, turn, like I said, Exodus 14. We're going to begin at verse 13. We gave you in the song just a little background of what happened before. And now we're going to read exactly what happened a little bit. Got a little bit of reading to do, but just bear with us here. This is a wonderful story. Amen.
Yes.
That was actually real. It actually happened.
Yes.
It's not no fairy tale.
Yes.
Amen.
Come on now.
It says, and Moses said unto the people, fear ye not, stand still and see the salvation of the Lord, which he will show to you today.
Praise the Lord.
Amen. For the Egyptians whom ye have seen today, ye shall see them again no more forever.
Amen.
The Lord shall fight for you, and ye shall hold your peace.
Amen.
Amen. The Lord said unto Moses, wherefore criest thou unto me? Speak unto the children of Israel that they go forward, but lift up thy rod and stretch out thine hand over the sea and divide it. And the children of Israel shall go on dry ground through the midst of the sea. And behold, I will harden the hearts of the Egyptians, and they shall follow them. And I will get me honor upon Pharaoh and upon all his hosts and upon his chariots and upon his horsemen. And the Egyptians shall know that I am the Lord, when I have gotten me honor upon Pharaoh, upon his chariots, and upon his horsemen. And the angel of God, which went before the camp of Israel, removed and went behind them. And the pillar of the cloud went from before their face and stood behind them and came between the camp of the Egyptians and the camp of Israel. And it was a cloud and darkness to them, but it gave light by night to these, so that the one came not near the other all night. And Moses stretched out his hand over the sea, and the Lord caused the sea to go back by a strong east wind all that night, and made the sea dry land, and the waters were divided. And the children of Israel went to the midst of the sea upon the dry ground, and the waters were a wall unto them, unto their right hand and on their left. And the Egyptians pursued and went in after them to the midst of the sea, even all Pharaoh's horses, his chariots, and his horsemen. And it came to pass that in the morning watch, the Lord looked unto the host of the Egyptians through the pillar of fire and of a cloud, and troubled the host of the Egyptians, and took off their chariot wheels, that they drave them heavily, so that the Egyptians said, let us flee from the face of Israel, for the Lord fighteth for them against the Egyptians. And the Lord said unto Moses, stretch out thine hand over the sea, that the waters may come again upon the Egyptians, upon their chariots, and upon their horsemen. And Moses stretched forth his hand over the sea, and the sea returned to his strength when the morning appeared. And the Egyptians fled against it, and the Lord overthrew the Egyptians in the midst of the sea. And the waters returned and covered the chariots, and the horsemen, and all the hosts of Pharaoh that came into the sea after them. There remained not so much as one of them. But the children of Israel walked upon dry land in the midst of the sea, and the waters were a wall to them on their right hand and on their left. Thus the Lord saved Israel that day out of the hand of the Egyptians, and Israel saw the Egyptians dead upon the seashore. And Israel saw that great work which the Lord did upon the Egyptians, and the people feared the Lord and believed the Lord, and his servant Moses. Let's pray. Gracious Heavenly Father, Lord, as we come to you tonight, God, we thank you, Lord, dear God, for your Spirit which is here. Lord, we thank you, Lord, God, that you give us the strength, Lord, and that you go with us, Lord, in all that we do. You said you'd be with us tonight. God, we pray for your Spirit and your presence tonight, Lord, dear God, to be with us, Lord, and deliver us from the devourer, Lord, dear God, that we might preach your word as you'd have us to, Lord. Let the anointing break chains tonight, Lord. Let it deliver, Lord, dear God, lost souls, Lord. We just pray tonight, Lord, that your word go out, not return void, Lord, but it accomplish that purpose, whatever you may be for you to send to it tonight, Lord. We thank you for these things, and we pray them all in Jesus' precious name. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Bless you. Amen. You may be seated. Thank you for standing in the reverence of the reading of the Lord, the Word of God. Amen. How many believes the Lord what he says he will do?
Amen. Amen.
Amen. What the Lord says he's going to do, he will do it.
Amen.
Amen. He told Moses, sir, he said, "Cry, why are you crying to me, speaking to the children of Israel, that they go forward?" Amen.
Yeah.
And the Lord, he said, "Lift up your rod." He said, "Don't talk to me, just do what I tell you to do." Lift up your rod. He told Moses a few chapters back when Moses said, "I couldn't speak to Pharaoh. I couldn't talk to that bunch." Amen. God asked him a question. He said, "What is that in thine hand?" That has always stuck with me. Amen. I might not have a staff in my hand. Amen. But God has blessed me with a guitar. He's blessed me with the Bible. And whatever I have in my hand, I can use for his glory. Amen. But he says here, "Stretch out your hand." You lift your rod up and stretch out your hand over the sea and divide it. And the children of Israel shall go on dry ground in the midst of the sea. And it kept saying about three more times that they in fact went across on dry land. What God said he's going to do, he will do. Amen. He did it here. He did it numerous, countless times throughout the Bible. And he's going to do what he says he's going to do.
Yes.
Amen. But we find here that they're in the middle of a rock and a hard place. If you go back to the first verse of that chapter, you'll find the location of two different places. Both of them are hard to pronounce. But God was leading them right into place where there was no other way to get out.
Yes.
There was no other escape, but they had to trust in the Lord for their provision. Amen. Sometimes God will lead us between a rock and a hard place. Amen. But as long as the rock is there, amen, we'll be all right. Amen. The rock that followed him in the wilderness was Christ. He was with them all along the way. He never left or forsake them. Amen. And God delivered to him those that were obedient to him. Amen. He delivered them in later on to the promised land. The Red Sea has parted here. We know about the story about the Red Sea. Later on, we find when Moses had died, amen, Joshua was to take up that mantle, so to speak, and continue to lead the children of Israel over into the promised land. Amen. They found them another river, amen, to cross. Amen. There was a Jordan River there. Amen. And they had to cross that river. And they'd already been through the Red Sea. How many of you have already been through something and know God can take care of this other thing? Amen. The Red Sea, the little old Jordan River was nothing compared to the Red Sea.
Amen.
God, well, he'd seen them deliver them before and he was going to deliver them again. They had to cross some things before they got to the promised land.
Amen.
There's going to be some things in the way to deal with before we get to heaven. Amen. Hey, there's some things we got to go through, but I'm glad that we don't have to go through them alone. I mean, I'm glad that God is in charge. He that made the waves was able to walk on them. Amen. He that made the stormy sea was able to part them when it was time for it to.
Amen.
They went across on dry ground here in the Red Sea. And as they went on to the Jordan River, that whole river had to be parted as well. We find the priest, I believe it was, who bared the ark over. God told him, he commanded him to stand in the middle of the sea, in the middle of that river there, Jordan. Amen. Told him to stand there, and those people that held the ark there, was standing there in the middle of the whole place. The water once again was on either side of them.
Right.
I tell you what, I'd be glad to be one of those ark bearers. Because that ark, was it said, was a mercy seat that God dwelt upon. And God wasn't going to let himself drown. Amen. I'm glad the people there that held the ark were probably the safest bunch out of all of them. Because they held where God dwelt. Amen. And when they got across the sea, God told them to take 12 stones out of the middle of that river. Amen. That river, each stone represented a tribe. And he said, when your children come to ask what these stones mean, it said when God delivered us out over the River Jordan and we walked straight through it.
Yeah.
Amen. God was able to do that. But I find, as we go on through the Bible, it seems like God many times reminded them of how he brought them out of the Red Sea.
Yeah.
Amen. They murmured and complained just a few verses there before we started reading about Moses. They said it would have been better if we died than the Egyptians.
Yeah.
Amen. Than to live as free men here in the wilderness. Amen. We got a lot of people that's got that mentality today. It'd be better for me to die, serving the world. Amen. Than to live serving God. Some of them are like that.
Yeah.
Some of them have that kind of attitude.
Yeah.
They don't know what they're saying. Amen. Hey, but God was able to deliver them. He got them across the Red Sea. Later on, he got them across the Jordan River. I want you to know something. Amen. Tonight, the thought, if I'd have one tonight that's been buried on my heart, is who do you trust? Who do you trust tonight? I've already heard last night that Brother Joe was in Proverbs chapter 3. My favorite scripture right there is verse 5 and 6. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart.
Amen.
Lean not to thine own understanding.
Yeah,
in all thy ways acknowledge him and he shall direct thy paths.
Amen.
Amen. I'm glad that we trust in the Lord. He knows the way, Brother Carl. He's already traveled there before I've even been there. He knows all the different roads that need to be taken. He knows the path. He can clear the path ahead of you.
Yes.
I want you to notice something that I notice in it caught my mind and it just amazed me here in verse 19. We read the angel of God, amen, was with them. Amen. Later on, it talks about how God would send an angel before them. Well, he'd already showed up here. The angel of God, amen, was in front of him. He said, which went before the camp. He was leading them the whole way. But there come a time, amen, when Israel, from the back, they were getting about to be attacked and they were becoming pursued. The angel of the Lord removed and went behind them. Amen. He was going to take care of them. He told them to go forward. Well, if you're going forward, who's going to protect you on the backside? Amen. That's the Lord. He removed from the front. He went to behind them and that pillar of cloud went from behind, from the front to behind too. You think about the armor of the Lord. All the pieces of the armor, amen. The whole armor of God. He never mentioned one of them. Amen. That's going to be put on your back. They're all to protect the front and all the vital organs. Hey man, if you've ever wondered why God never mentioned the back piece, it's because he's got your back. Amen. God has got your back as you go forward. Amen. He says, don't go backward. Don't put your hand to the plow and look back. Don't be life's lost wife and look back. Amen. Just keep going forward. The only way we're going to get to the promised land, amen, is not looking back. It's looking forward.
Amen.
Who do you trust tonight? God had to remind them many times. He told them, remember me. I've brought you through the Red Sea. Hey, man, and I delivered you from Pharaoh. You got to realize something. They were in Egypt for about 400 plus years.
Yes.
Amen. And they've been a whole generation, multiple generations, that had lived up, grown up under that lifestyle.
Yeah.
So they were used to being slaves.
Yes.
Amen. They didn't know nothing, no difference. They get out in the wilderness and it's just all foreign to them. They don't know how to provide for themselves. Amen. It's just like a little old baby. Amen. You kick it out of its nest. It don't know how to provide for itself. 400 years they've been conditioned to live under those circumstances.
Yes.
What little the Israelites provided, amen, was at least enough to keep them alive. They wanted the leeks and the onions and the garlic and didn't realize there's a whole land full of milk and honey right ahead of them. They were conditioned that way. I've heard stories of prisoners that have been in jail for 25, 50 plus years, something like that. They get out in society, they don't know what to do. They don't know how to live. They've been conditioned to live that way. Some of them go and commit more crimes so they can be put back in the system. Because they're taken care of there. Amen. That's a bondage.
Yes.
Prison is bondage.
Yes.
Amen. Israel was in bondage in Egypt.
Yes.
They were in slavery. Amen. Made to make bricks without straw. And the work was hard on them. They're taskmasters.
Yes.
And because of that, the Israel made a cry to the Lord. And he heard them and he sent Moses to deliver them.
Yes.
Moses didn't have any confidence in himself, but he knew the Lord. And he went forward. I'm glad there's a place there where Moses was talking with the Lord. He said, if your presence go not with us, then carry us not up in it. Lord, if you're not going to go, I don't want to go either. Amen. If you don't come with me, I can't make the journey. There's no way I can control all these people. He was their shepherd. He was their leader. And there's no way you can do it without God.
Amen.
There's no way we can do it without God today. Bible says in Psalms 118, I believe I've heard this said, is the middle verse in the middle chapter of the Bible. 118 verse 8 says, it is better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in man.
Amen. Yeah, hallelujah.
Amen. If the government could get a hold of that verse today, if the people of America could get a hold of that verse today, amen, they'd be more concerned about God being on the throne than who's ever behind the in the office in the White House. Amen. Because God is the one that turns all the gears. He's the one that makes all the things work the way it needs to work. Amen. A lot of us worry about finances and things like that. Amen. I've been having to trust the Lord a lot more ever since we moved to this new house. I've never owned a house before. Neither one of us had, me or my wife. Amen. But we're finding repairs to be done. We're finding all different things to be fixed up. Amen. And the payment's a little bit higher than what it was before. But amen, the Lord is moving me out of that comfort zone that I was in for almost 10 years, brother. Amen, they were in a comfort zone of 400 years. Amen, God was getting ready to deliver them and move them out to a promised land.
Yes.
A land that was much better for them than where they were. A land that they could call theirs. A land, amen, that right now they're having arguments over in the Middle East and they're trying to fight for.
Yeah.
But God says it's Israel's and that's who's
going
to stay. Who do you trust? It's better to trust the Lord than to put confidence in man.
Amen.
Are you happy tonight?
Amen.
Are you really happy?
Amen.
The Bible says,
amen.
Amen, happy is that man whose God is the Lord.
Amen.
And it said, whoso trusteth in the Lord, happy is he.
Yes.
You know who said that? Solomon, the wisest man the earth. Amen. He knew about happiness. Amen. A lot of people out here would say, I want to be happy. Or, amen. I want to have a happy life. And they try to get all they can. Not realizing that to trust the Lord is the happiest person you can be.
Yeah.
Trust in the Lord. I want to go over here just a little bit and read a little bit in Deuteronomy. Amen. This is some good stuff here. We find that Deuteronomy, by the time that Deuteronomy arrives, most of everybody that was in the original Israelites that had been brought out had died.
Yeah.
Joshua and Caleb was about the only two that was able to go into promised land. And then the generations that were born after those, amen, that originally came out of Egypt, we find that the law had to be repeated. There was some repetition going on in Deuteronomy. If you read Deuteronomy, you don't realize that we already went on in Exodus, but that generation was already wiped out. They didn't trust God. They didn't they murmured and complained. Amen. And God struck them down. It's time to start over. Amen. And they go through and then we find that Deuteronomy is read and they begin to tell them and remind them of some things. I was looking up some things in Deuteronomy and one of the key words there is remember.
Yeah.
Remember. Whole generation that had forgot.
Amen.
Dad talked about last night, he preached on some things that need to be revived in the house of the Lord.
Yeah.
Amen. There's some things that the church has forgot today.
Amen.
Amen. That they've sat down on their lees. Amen. They're settled on themselves and they not listen to the Lord. And they forgot where He brought them from. Amen.
Amen.
Deuteronomy 8 begins. He says, all the commandments which I command thee this day shall ye observe to do, that ye may live and multiply. And go in to possess the land which the Lord sware unto your father.
Yes.
For about three or four books they were still in the wilderness.
Amen.
And thou shalt remember all the way which the Lord thy God led thee these 40 years in the wilderness, to humble thee and to prove thee and to know what was in thine heart, whether thou wouldest keep His commandments or no. And He humbled thee and suffered thee to hunger and fed thee with manna, which thou knewest not, neither did thy fathers know, that He might make thee know that man does not live by bread only, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of the Lord doth man live.
Amen.
See, bread didn't save them when it was time. Amen. When it's time to go over, bread wasn't there to protect them.
Amen.
But the Lord was there.
Yes.
I like this. Thy raiment waxed not old upon thee.
Amen.
Your clothes didn't wear out in 40 years.
Yes.
Boy, every time you go, it seems like every week you get a new shirt or a new pair of shoes. And they don't make them like that no more. They don't make them like the Lord did.
Amen.
Thy clothes didn't wax old, neither did thy foot swell these 40 years.
Amen.
Didn't have no foot problems, didn't have no corns, didn't have none of that stuff, no bunions.
Amen.
Amen.
Somebody say amen right there.
Amen.
40 years. Man, I tell you what, when I get an ingrown toenail, I know it. And I hate them things. But they didn't have none of that problem.
Amen.
They trusted the Lord. They went through there.
Amen.
40 years, he's beginning to remind them. He says, remember what I've done for you. Remember how I brought you out of the Red Sea. Remember how I got you out of Egypt.
Yeah.
Remember these 40 years, your clothes didn't wear out. Your raiment didn't wear out.
Right.
Thou shalt also consider in thine heart that as a man chasteneth his son, so the Lord thy God chasteneth thee. Therefore thou shalt keep the commandments of the Lord thy God to walk in his ways and to fear him. For the Lord thy God bringeth thee into a good land, a land of brooks of water, of fountains and depths that spring out of valleys and hills. Not only did I bring you from someplace, I'm taking you to someplace.
Yeah.
Jesus said, I go to prepare a place for you that when I come back, you'll be with me. Amen.
Yeah, hallelujah.
Jesus has not forgot about us. Thank God. He's preparing a place.
Amen.
And I believe soon the trumpet's going to sound and he's going to take us out of this place and translate us to a new place.
Amen.
We'll never have to leave again.
Thank you, Lord.
A land of wheat and barley and vines and fig trees and pomegranates and a land full of olive and honey. A land wherein thou shalt eat bread without scarceness. Thou shalt not lack anything in it. A land whose stones are iron and out of whose hills thou mayest dig brass. When thou hast eaten and art full, then thou shalt bless the Lord thy God for the good land which he giveth thee.
Amen.
Bless you, Jesus.
He tells them all this time to remember what God has brought them from. And to consider where he's bringing them out. But he gives them a warning here.
Yes.
Beware that thou forget not the Lord thy God in not keeping his commandments and his judgments and his statutes, which I command thee this day, lest when thou hast eaten and art full and hast built goodly houses and dwelt therein, and when thy herds and thy flocks multiply and thy silver and thy gold is multiplied and all thou hast is multiplied, then thine heart be filled, lifted up, and thou forget the Lord thy God, which brought thee forth out of the land of Egypt from the house of bondage, who led thee through that great and terrible wilderness, wherein were fiery serpents and scorpions and drought, wherein there was no water, who brought thee forth water out of the rock of flint, who fed thee in the wilderness with manna, which thy fathers knew not, that he might humble thee, that he might prove thee to do thee good at thy latter end. You know God wants us to do us good. At our latter end. Says, I know the thoughts I had toward you.
Yes.
Thoughts to give you a hope and an expected end.
Yes.
Amen. He says, thou shalt say in thy heart, my power and the might of mine hand had gotten me this wealth.
Right.
Remember and beware that you don't get all high and mighty and think that you're the cause of all this good fortune.
Amen.
But he says here, and I've got this highlighted in my Bible, Deuteronomy 8:18. But thou shalt remember the Lord thy God, for it is he that giveth thee the power to get wealth, that he may establish his covenant which he sware to thy fathers, as it is this day.
Yes.
Who do you trust? Amen. Do you trust the government? Amen. I've heard about this past week about how Netanyahu just got voted out over in Israel.
Uh-huh.
Amen. That government basically turned him over. Didn't want to have anything to do with him, and they ousted him. Amen. You can't trust the government. You can't trust anything like that. You can't trust your position that you hold in any office. Amen. I've heard of people that have worked at companies for 50 plus years, and it goes down, and nobody gets paid for it, and they don't get compensated for it. They put all their eggs in one basket and get nothing out of it.
Yeah, bless God.
But Jesus said, don't lay your treasures up here on earth where thieves steal and moth corrupt, but lay them up in heaven where none of that can get to it. Trust in the Lord. There's another verse in Psalm 37 that says, trust in the Lord and do good.
Yeah.
So shalt thou dwell in the land, and verily thou shalt be fed. Commit thy way unto the Lord, trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass.
Amen.
Amen. If we trust in the Lord. Amen. I begin, as I read this, to think about how a lot of people have put emphasis on the Red Sea and how it was parted. That's all you ever hear. Moses parting the Red Sea, the children go through on dry ground. Nobody ever talks about how the angel moved from before and took care of them on the backside. Nobody ever talks about how, amen, when they went through, the sea was overlapped on top of the Pharaoh and his Egyptians, and how it slaughtered every one of them. Nobody ever talks about those things.
Amen.
But those are the things that God had also done for them. He didn't just deliver them, He protected them.
Amen.
All the way. And to get them to their destination that He was, amen, in charge of guiding them to. He was the good shepherd.
Yes.
He provided for them the whole way there.
Amen.
Amen. When they didn't have food, He provided manna. He provided flesh in the form of quails. Amen. When they didn't have water, He sent them water out of the rock of Flint. God was always there to provide. And a lot of times today we begin to forget. We see how the world is today. We see how the chaos is going on. But every time you turn on the news, there's a shooting down the road or something else is going on. But they begin to forget, amen, that God is still on the throne today.
Amen.
Amen. And He's brought you this far. Amen. He can take you all the way.
Amen.
Amen. God is not just a figment of your imagination. He's not up there twiddling His thumbs, worried about everything that's going on in this world.
Amen.
God knows what's going on. He's in charge of what's going on.
Amen.
God's got a plan.
Amen.
We got to trust the plan. There's a quote that I've held on to many, many years now. Whenever I'm doing something and it seems like nothing really is making any headway or anything, I've just got to learn to trust the process. Amen. Sometimes it takes multiple times before it gets it right. Amen. I didn't start preaching, amen, overnight. I had to trust the process. Amen. That the Lord will give me more knowledge, more wisdom. Amen. More anointing. Amen. It didn't come overnight. Anything that's worthwhile does not come overnight. As you're going through something, amen, you got to trust the process that it's going to all work out. You got to trust the Lord that He works together all things for good for them that love Him.
Amen.
So who do you trust tonight?
Amen.
Do you trust the Lord? Do you really trust the Lord? Are you happy in Him?
Bless the Lord.
If you're not trusting Him, then you're not really happy.
Amen.
Amen. To be happy is to trust the Lord.
Amen.
I feel like I've cleared my heart. I'll ask if, amen, somebody come get a song. It don't have to be a long one. If somebody from the congregation come get a song. Amen. Trust in the Lord.
Bless the Lord Jesus.
Remember where God brought you from.
Amen.
Consider in your heart where God's taking you to.
Praise the Lord.
Who do you trust tonight? As they sing. Amen. This revival, amen, is for you tonight. If you have a need, this altar is open. God is here with us. He'll meet that need. All you got to do is come humble before Him. Remember He said two different times there that God wanted to prove that they were humble and humble them so that they would learn to trust Him. Sometimes God got to humble us because we're not trusting Him. If you have a need, as they sing. Jesus asked the disciples one time, some of them had went away, and He said, will you also go away? Peter said, to whom shall we go? Thou hast the words of eternal life. There's nowhere else to go. The brother testified last night about how people, amen, try to fill that void with all kinds of things. They try to do it with drugs. They try to do it, amen, with illicit living. They try to do it with a quote-unquote alternate lifestyle.
Yeah.
But I'm telling you, nothing will fill that void unless it's God.
Amen.
There's an old song that says, there's a God-shaped hole in my heart. Amen. You can't put, amen, a square peg in a round hole. It won't fit. Amen. To get the perfect fit, you got to go to God.
Yeah.
He's the one that created you. He knows how to fix it.
Yeah.